Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show about beer, life, and all that goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but do not worry. They are all guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the Brew Crew talks about what ails, their life. Now, let's see what we're drinking.
We're back again.
Significantly smaller, but we are here.
Significantly fewer people in this one.
Trent seems is like still it muted. Might just be me and you, actually, because Trent
it's
is
It's just
muted.
You and me, because...
No.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Duos were a few weeks away.
Nah.
Yeah, at least. What is this? Is this 18?
This is 18, boys.
This is 18.
Creepy joke about being 18 from Mike.
Or go vote. Or
that's
don't.
Better joke. I like that joke. Now. That one's much better.
2020. This is the election podcast. We're starting up the election season here for 2020. Cast your votes now.
Vote for me.
I'm not the host, so I can't rein this in.
No, I was trying to come up with something there. So I am your host this week, Colin. This week, I've asked the guys to describe the beer they're drinking as a video game. It can be one from the past, one that is very nostalgic from them, one they're currently playing, anything like that. I am drinking a Shiner birthday beer, and this year for their birthday, they teamed up with Chameleon Cold Brew. So it's a Shiner Cold Brew Coffee Ale. It is actually pretty good. It has a really strong if you've had Chameleon Cold Brew, it kind of just pretty much tastes like that with a little kind of beer taste as well. If I had to describe it as a video game, which we do because that's the prompt, it would remind me of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, specifically for the reason that I'm not going to explain what it is, but there was a
Perfect.
Mod
don't bother explaining.
There was a mod to the game that apparently was called the Hot Coffee mod, and it did a thing that I won't talk about, but if you know the history of it well enough, it'll make sense.
Cool podcast.
Well, more like PG podcast. Matt, what are you drinking?
Hey, I'm Matt, and I'm drinking the Gumption Hard Cider Original. I don't know if you boys have ever had it. I'm a very... avid cider boy. I'll hold it up to the camera real quick so you can see the label there.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
That's a heck of a mustache.
It's pretty cool. It's very circus. The art is very circusy. However, it doesn't taste circusy.
Okay.
No, this beer
doesn't taste like clowns and peanuts and funnel cakes and
not quite. Mm-hmm. This beer has a very singular taste.
Go on.
It tastes isolated.
There's nobody here to impress, Matt. It's just us.
It tastes isolated. What isolation? This beer reminds me of the video game Alien Isolation.
Is that a game?
I hate this.
Is that a game?
I set this up.
It is. It's a video game based on the Alien movies, which
That's
is just
great.
So good.
That is just so fantastic.
I guess this is a good beer, though, since you described it as Alien Isolation and not as Alien Colonial Marines, which was a bad video game.
Fair enough. No, this is actually a really good survival video game. Which I would encourage you to check out because it's just single player, but it is really cool. Graphics are good and it's very suspense and like you go around solving the mystery and it ramps up intensity as you know the alien eventually shows itself and you have to hide and I don't know. It's actually a really cool game.
It's spooky.
Mm-hmm. Hey Trent.
Yes, Matt.
What are you drunk on?
So I thought I was going to go one way, but upon drinking it, I think I'm actually going to go another way. So I am currently drinking Smitten by Bell's Brewery. It's a golden rye pale ale, a dry hopped pale ale with wonderfully bitter citrus notes, resinous hop aromas, and earthy overtones. It's a really good beer. This is actually the second one of these I've gotten in my Make a Six Bakes, but it's very good. It's very light and refreshing and easy to drink, and it's got a little bit of a cereal taste, you know, as beers do sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, and this might be a deep cut. I don't know what you guys were into growing up, but this beer reminds me of Cap'n Crunch, Crunchling Adventure, the PC game.
No.
Is that like one of those like Burger King Sneak King games like style?
Yeah, I think it like came in the box, and I don't know why, but I just remember playing so much of this game. And maybe my siblings, when they listen, they'll be the only ones who know what I'm talking about, but that's
they very well may be.
It was a
Now, to the detriment of all our listeners, and this is purely going to be for myself and Matt, can you hold that beer up to the label or to the camera so I can see it? Okay.
Hold on. Focusing.
Yeah, it's kind of bright.
Enhance. Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. That's a really cool can.
Yeah.
I thought I knew it, but I wanted to see the logo to verify.
Yeah. Oh. And it's a pint. Because, you know, I'm just always drinking pints for the shows now.
Just a pint boy.
Just need the extra 4 ounces.
A pint-sized man. No, so we're understaffed tonight, to say the least. I guess we're about half mass here with 3 out of 6. And I guess it kind of works out for us, because the prompt I brought to the table for you guys is actually, believe it or not, video games. I think
what? I'm so surprised. I had no idea.
This is madness. Where did this come from?
Colin, I wasn't prepared for this.
I ran out of left field.
No, but we all of us on this podcast, both here and not here, do play video games. And
I actually only read books.
I'm scholarly. How dare you? No, but so we all play them in some form or fashion, some maybe more than others, some not together, but all of us play them. Please tell one of your cats I say hello. I did hear them trying to get on this.
Penny. Colin says hello. Penny hates it when I play video games.
I'm sure, because you're not having both hands on her at all times.
Yep.
No, so we all play them, and I think us three happen to probably play them the most. So I guess this kind of works out tonight that it is us three here. And I would think we probably all play them for different reasons. So I kind of attacked this. I kind of came at this prompt from like kind of the stereotypical angles of who, what, when, how, and why, from my perspective at least. So I've been playing video games since I was real little. My first official console we owned as like a family, I don't remember how old I was, but it was a Nintendo 64.
Nice.
My parents remember playing, I don't even remember the name of the game now. It was a little Wave Runner game.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Well, of course we had that. But, you know, Mario 64, this Wave Running game. We had Donkey Kong 64. Yes. I beat Star Fox, you know, 100 times through. So that's like my earliest memories, not my earliest memories, because even before then, my cousins, you know, had Super Nintendo. We'd go over there and play Metroid and everything like that. So they've been in my life in some form or fashion for the better part of probably 20 years. So we had Nintendo 64, and then we went to Xbox after that, the original OG Xbox. And then from there, in probably shortly after it launched, maybe the Christmas after it launched or a year after, we picked up an Xbox 360 and then had that until 2012 when Xbox One launched and PS4, and I got myself an Xbox One. So anyways, so I've been, you know, they've been a part of my life for a long time, and through the years I can tell that my gaming preferences and what I play and I guess why I play are different. So when I was growing up on Xbox and Xbox 360, we would always do like LAN parties for Halo 2 before like Xbox Live was really a big thing. And even when Xbox Live came out, it was such like a niche thing. Only one of my friends had it. So we'd all go over there and we'd jump on Halo 2 and just pass around the controller and just take turns, or we do the you know, four player guest, and we'd all jump on and play. And that was, you know, that'd be hours and hours and hours and hours. One of my good friends had 30 days played in Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
That's a lot.
Like that's
that's a month of duty.
That is a month of duty. In the past couple of years, it hasn't really been that way for me. My love for multiplayer games hasn't changed at all. I mean, the games I played the most this year are probably Overwatch, Titanfall 2, Battlefield 1. I mean, severely like multiplayer games where, you know, with the exception of, you know, I guess Overwatch, because it doesn't have a campaign. The campaigns were great in Battlefield and Titanfall, but you're not playing those, you know, over and over again. It's the multiplayer I've come back to. And while I play with you guys, I've become kind of more just a single player, gamer, where I'm playing online by myself, or most of the time I've gravitated now towards single player like story based experiences where it's just myself and whatever character I'm playing, whether that's Lara Croft and, you know, Tomb Raider, or the Drifter and Hyperlight Drifter. So I've gravitated towards these like single player experiences where, you know, it's not with you guys and I'm not chatting and I'm not, you know, engaged in these communities. It's just myself. And I think I can kind of say that like the why behind that is because now I don't always have as much time as I used to. You know, now I'm a husband. I have, you know, duties with my wife, and I have to go to the gym, and I have work, and I have all these different things that get in the way. And so when I come home, I don't always have time to sit down and throw on a headset, or nor do I want to sit down and throw on a headset and talk to people and ignore my wife and be in a different room, especially if that was like League. You know, I'd have to come into my office where my computer is and put on a headset to talk to you guys and stuff. So while I like long for that and you know like do enjoy that, it's not always feasible that like, and plus, you know, the games are 30, 45 minutes long. I can't, if everyone's like, hey Colin, can you help me take out the trash? Can you help me go to the store? Can you do this? Can you do that? I can't just get up. Whereas with a single player game, pause it, and I'm, you know, free to do whatever.
That's,
and
that's why you gotta do all your chores.
All my chores.
Instead of going to the gym, do all your chores on League Day. And have everything ready. Have like three different meals in case she's got a different mood. And you're like, yep, what do you want? We got Chinese, we got pizza, and...
That's about right. We did have pizza tonight.
Hey, all right. Fair enough.
It's not that I don't enjoy multiplayer games and communicating with my friends and stuff like that, but like I just don't have the opportunities to do that, nor do I really, you know, I enjoy the times where I can sit on my couch with my wife and I'm playing a game, whether it's, you know, single player or even Overwatch, just solo queuing Overwatch. And she's right there beside me and we're talking, or she's, you know, on the computer doing homework, but I can at least, you know, sit there and interact with her, and I'm not shut off and have a headset on and not listening or anything like that. So that's definitely been a change over the past couple of years. That's definitely been a huge, huge change. And I search now, while I do enjoy the multiplayer loop and the gameplay loops and, you know, leveling up and earning experience and unlocking new, you know, skins or weapons or, you know, whatever the, I guess, reward is, while that's great, I also enjoy the single-player gameplay loops. Like, I'm going to go back to Shadow of Mordor because I'm playing it right now. Having those where it's like, oh, I can go take out this war chief right now, and then, oh, wait, there's some collectibles over here, and then, oh, wait, there's this, and oh, that. Like, it's one of those things where, it's one of those games where it always just feels like, oh, well, just one more. And those loops are so much faster than if you're saying, oh, just one more league or just one more, you know, Overwatch competitive game. Like, that's, you know, a long time and I can't always commit to that.
Just one more entire Battlefield campaign.
Yeah. Here, Colin, if you don't mind
me. It's just a 32-hour commitment. It's nothing.
Let me boot up the game, sit through these load screens. Oh, wait, hold on. My screen blacked out. Okay, hold on. I got to quit. Okay, hold on. Join back up.
I mean, but honestly, that's one of the reasons why we were able to get this podcast started. And one of the reasons why we really wanted to do the podcast is, I mean, we've been wanting to do a podcast for a long time, but
absolutely.
But you know, after you went back to Bama, and Trent went back to Iowa,
Roll Tide,
and
go okay. Huskers.
Wait, no. All right.
Very, very.
I mean,
very
yes, cool. But no.
Very great stuff, guys. But I mean, there is definitely a lapse in which games we play, and that's part of the reason why, you know, we've been able to stay so close, Trent and I and Zach and Mike and Chris is through pretty much exclusively League, and you know, one thing that, you know, we were all missing was Colin. Because he refuses to play League for those reasons. It's a long commitment. The learning curve is really hard, and people get super salty super quick. But it's this sort of hour that we all get to spend together in this podcast is part of the reason why I love it so much, and part of the reason why I love video games so much. Mm-hmm. And I'll get into that when it's my turn.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I've talked for long enough about it, but yeah, I mean, the moments I can play with a team, and you know, yeah, League. I'll be honest with you, League's not my game. I'm not really into the, you know, and I mean, I guess to stop abbreviating it, League is League of Legends. PC is a multiplayer online battle arena MOBA game. And while it's very fun, and while there's so much to it. I mean, how many champions are there at this point?
I don't even know. No. I have all but like four of them.
Sure, and it's got a lot to it. And I mean, it's the most streamed game on Twitch daily. The views it brings in on YouTube and everything. I mean, it's huge.
Esports is huge.
It's massive. It's a massive game. And I realize that I'm in a minority of people who have heard of it and probably and played it and don't enjoy it that much, but it's not my type of game. And I know that Matt and Trent and Chris and Mike and Zach will all say, oh, well, you haven't played enough, and you gotta give it, you know, 20 more hours and it really gets good. But that's like
no, you gotta give it about 20 months.
If you don't mind me saying so, I feel like a lot of what you do with games is like, you do play games like for excellence. Like, you play them to like actually play them through and like be good at playing it. Like, I know you have like the craziest amount of Xbox achievements, and like, you actually work towards getting more Xbox achievements, and like, if I'm playing and I get an achievement, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That is not my style. It's just like,
that was a cool little noise.
Yeah, I guess it's like just one way I extend games, where it just feels, you know, it's like there's just something to do while, you know, while playing Overwatch and getting a 3000, you know, SR, you know, competitive rank is great. What about, you know, doing these certain things with these different characters and stuff? I don't know. And it's challenging and it's fun and it engages, I guess, different parts of the game you may not normally deal with. And so, yeah.
And Matt, if I may jump in.
Yeah, go. I'm done. Go for it.
That just completely is the opposite of how I've beat one single player game in my whole life. I have played one game from start to end credit once, and that was Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and that was because Matt was playing at the same time as me. Like,
I was going to try to guess it. I would never have guessed Brotherhood.
Yeah, that's literally the only game I've ever played. Like, I never beat any of the Game Boy games I had growing up, never beat any like GameCube games. Like, I never really cared to play through and win.
You played the middle game of a trilogy inside of a trilogy. You played like a such a weird won there. Yeah,
but it was the only game, not the only game, but it was like one of the only good games that was available for Mac on Steam.
Oh gosh. Okay.
And yeah. we both had Macs. We didn't have PCs then.
Right.
And so if we didn't want to play on my PS2 or Trent's Xbox, original Xbox.
Uh-huh.
We had to play on our Macs.
When was this?
This was freshman year.
This was 2012-2013
in the Pembroke.
so we played Gmod,
Assassin's
Creed.
Because we had like such old consoles, like it always felt like we were in college like 4 years earlier than what it was.
Like, that's why I asked what year it was.
And like we were watching like season one of South Park, drinking Red Bull, playing original Halo on Xbox, like.
And Battlefront.
And Battlefront 2, always.
Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, like, it's just... Games for me have always just been something that I've just kind of, I guess, casually enjoyed, which is definitely a thing for some people, because I'll rarely play a League game or any other games, like, without Matt. Like, if I do play Xbox or anything, like, I'll play for 15 minutes until I find something else to do. Like, I just don't get joy out of it if I'm not doing it with other people so much. And it's just, I don't know, like, I don't think people generally view video games as a social thing, but like I only ever played video games growing up, like with my friends. Like I'd go over and play games. And the thing that was bad about it is that I was kind of in the nerd group growing up. 'Cause you know, I was like a literal mathlete, and I was junky and had glasses and was really into drawing Jimmy Neutron. And
sure.
I had a shirt that was all black and white text that says Satan is a nerd. And I thought that was like the most badass thing. That was me. Yeah. So I was, associated with kids who played video games and enjoyed them. And like I had a friend named Scott who was just super into everything Nintendo, like got Nintendo Power, read them religiously, like had handbooks of like games to
shout out to Nintendo Power.
Yeah, he was
should we? I don't know.
Why not?
And like I always thought that was like cool, and I would go play video games with friends who like had never even like I remember once my buddy Josh came over and we were playing NFL Blitz on the old N64.
Okay.
And that gets a shout out.
Yeah, that was a that was a good game, button mashing, trying to get different power-ups because I never remembered what they were.
That was one of my first Xbox 360 games was NFL Blitz.
I remember every time he came over, he would win. And like I played the game way more than him. It was my game at my house. And every time he played, he would win. And he didn't play like any other time. And I was just like, I'm just bad at video games. Like I enjoy it and it's fun. But like I'm not very good. And it's fine. Like I don't know. I think part of it's just I'm not very competitive. So to play alone, I just don't really get a whole lot of joy out of it. That's like the only thing like video games basically are for me. Like I don't know. They don't really stress me out. They don't really relax me. Like it's just a thing to do. I don't know. Not to say that I don't enjoy it, but like I said, if I'm just playing on my own, I'll only ever play for 20 minutes before I'm moving on to something different. Why are you looking at me like that?
They don't stress you out, you say.
Okay. No.
So like, you're not competitive, huh?
Yeah. And not competitive, you say.
No.
How many Snapchats or group messages do we get about A rank or S ranks or carrying?
Yeah. How about when we're on a losing streak and Trent has just had enough?
That's not bad.
When salty Trent comes out.
No. You know that.
What about the time where you played Warwick Jungle for the first time in League of Legends?
Uh-huh.
And you actually AFK'd. You actually stood up from your desk and left. Like you went to your room. You said, I am done. And I yelled at you back, then leave. Because you were so upset.
Here's the deal.
Look, but no, I'm not trying to let the team down.
The stress is because I'm playing with people I know. And so when things go poorly, it's like I just let all my friends down.
To be fair, that game was very, very bad for you.
Not even
on a personal skill level. Like, just a lot of things went wrong.
Nothing went right in a row.
Everything went wrong that game for you.
Every dragon.
That's all you wanted. You just wanted that one objective.
It was so easy.
Well, not for you though.
Apparently not. Not that one.
Well, you know what really washes out a good salty Trent?
A good AFK.
Well, let's AFK real quick and stock the beer fridge. Well, hey there, folks. Welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge, the portion of the show where we talk about our sponsors. This week is sponsored by this joke. A Spanish magician tells an audience that he will disappear on the count of three. He says uno, dos, and then poof, he disappears without the tres.
So, I mean, yeah, so I guess all of us, I mean, we can kind of see Trent and I differ a lot in why we play and what we play, and maybe some of us are saltier than others, but I bet Matt never gets salty in his life.
I can't remember a time when I've gotten salty. Trent, can you? Okay. No, you can't. So
okay, you know what?
Yeah.
What's this? We're winning? Oh, what's that? My fiance is calling. I better leave.
I better answer my fiance. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
The priorities. I will continue to question. It looks like you could disappoint four people or one person.
Well, but imagine how excited the other team is that I'm leaving.
They must be ecstatic. They go, that wibbly wobbly character, man, oh man.
What a team player.
Where did our feeds go?
Well, so I'm going to take that as you handing the baton to me.
100%. You have the torch. Fine.
So I've had a really long relationship with video games, and I'm going to try not to, you know, talk too boring about it. But basically, it all started with the GameCube and the PS2. That's about the time that I was really introduced to more modern video games, other than like the math games. Wow.
What was that?
I was really hoping it wasn't going to pick up. Just keep going.
Nope. That was prehistoric.
What was that?
It was a burp.
What?
No. From the depths of hell.
That was a monster. That was a nerdy Satan coming to say hello.
That was, I heard GameCube in my stomach. This was like, no.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, it took me a second.
Yeah, it's all right. And I used to go over to my friend's house, who all lived in a place called Park Ridge. And the reason that's, it was a really small little village next to my hometown. And I guess that is specifically special to me because everybody, the two kind of friends' houses that I would go over to who lived in Park Ridge both had video games. And so I always associated Park Ridge with video games. And I remember specifically, and this is back in elementary school, I remember specifically playing Sonic Adventure 2, I believe, is the one with all the grinding and the and the snowboarding on the streets.
I remember playing that. I think we played that together.
We did, because I got nostalgic.
I played real games, Matt.
Okay, that's cool. and playing Tony Hawk American Wasteland when that came out.
That's my real buddy game.
Andrew. Yeah,
if they made a new Tony Hawk Underground, I would cry.
Well, if you've played the latest Tony Hawks, they're bad.
Those two games, I guess I did also play to end credits. I did beat Tony Hawks. I will.
I didn't. So
does that count?
I don't know if that counts. The thing is that back in elementary school, I used to go over to these guys' houses in Park Ridge a lot. And one day I was confronted by one of them. And so one of those name Andrew had the PS2 and David Ramsey had the GameCube, and I was confronted by Andrew. I think for some reason he was really mad at me, and he said, "You're only friends with David because he has video games." and I took a step back and I thought, is that true? Like,
are you wrong?
Am I using these people to play video games? And I realized really early on that the reason I loved video games so much was because I was such an awkward kid, guys. I know we all were, but I was such an awkward kid. I was never the funny one. I was always just lanky and awkward. I was the first one to get arm hair and leg hair, all the just the whole shebang. I remember thinking, no, I'm not using them. I love playing video games with these guys because I feel included in a group and we all laugh. We all laugh and have a great time sitting around in front of this cube, you know, in front of this TV, just playing.
This light cube
for games. What should they call it? And and that mentality has stuck with me to this day. Now, I eventually convinced my parents to get me a PS2 and a GameCube. Eventually, I had to sell one of them. I eventually decided to sell the GameCube and just play the PS2. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Tough choice.
Yeah. My parents were very against shooter games.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason why I love them so much today.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
They would only let me play racers, which is fine, because I love racing games. I played Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2, like I said. And then I also, the first game I beat was on PS2. It was one of those Ace Pilot fighter jet games.
That's crazy.
I beat that one.
I don't even.
And then,
I don't even know. That's
it was
true.
Obscure. It wasn't anything special. But I beat that one, and then I beat Need for Speed Carbon, which,
oh, that's a good game.
That Need for Speed Carbon is a good game, and that one was really hard. And I remember sitting in my cold basement on this square TV, playing Need for Speed Carbon, and just getting so mad, because there were these one-on-one races where you would race against AI and you had to get ahead of them far enough and for long enough on these winding roads. And it was, I don't know if you guys played this or remember how hard that was, but it was so hard, because you could fall off the edge. Like, the AI was always better than you and had the faster car, because that was the point. You had to beat the guy with the faster car.
Had to get the pink slip.
See, that pink slip, though. Colin, I imagine you weren't much into cheat codes, or were you?
Oh, no, absolutely.
You were? That's good to hear.
100%. 100%. I played GTA 4 with, like, pretty much strictly cheat codes.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Because there are people who are very against cheat codes.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not. What am I, some sort of elitist? Like, no way.
Including Mike.
Mike,
I downloaded some mods in Skyrim the other day to
because
like,
mods are and cheat I went codes. To the
well, yeah. They're modern cheat codes.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, like, not in a game like Skyrim. You're not like
left, right, and now you have Spider-Man.
No. It's he was just not thrilled about the fact that I went to the secret room and got all the Daedric armor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Skyrim is a game that Colin loves. I remember specifically.
Let's dive into that real quick. Hold on.
Okay, we can go really quick into this, but we're losing viewership.
You don't even care about Skyrim. We're not.
Just we can. Never mind. Just cut that. That's fine. Like
no, it's fine.
Skyrim is a game that is wide as an ocean, deep as a puddle. It is a game that is as empty as it is big. And while I guess fantastic at the time, I've never been the Fallout Skyrim fan. And I'm fine with people that like them. Like, I understand I'm the anomaly. What you're going to find out is why it bothers me that Matt likes it. And it is core to his argument. And it strikes me to my core that he likes it. But anyways.
Okay, we'll get to that. I remember the first shooter game I ever played was, I don't think it was Call of Duty, but it was some World War II game. It might have been Call of Duty.
Medal of Honor.
It might have been. I honestly don't remember. I remember playing it, though. We rented it from Family Video, my dad and I. And I knew that it was, I remember that it's my dad because my mom came down to see what I was doing, saw that I was playing a shooter and cried.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so sweet. My baby boy.
Yeah. And then my dad came down and was like, well, maybe we better.
Why are you using a shotgun? You don't got the range for that here.
No way. You're not going to get
I beat this last night. Let me show you what I did.
Come here. You got to lead your shots. You got to lead your shots.
Scope up, son. Come on.
Let these AIs go in front.
What are you doing?
That sight's not zeroed in.
But I remember that specifically, and I didn't play another shooter. I would play shooters occasionally. I would play Call of Duty with my friend Mark, who would, this is going to be similar to Trent, would beat me every time mercilessly. I'm talking, and we've all had that friend that just beats you into the ground without, like, just cackling, and you keep playing, and you try so hard, you just want one, you just want to get him once.
So bad.
Nope. Every single time he just gets you. Oh. Oh,
so Matt, about that.
Yeah, trauma might have come into my some of my current
earlier game. Today. Even I talked to Matt because Matt and I used to spend a lot of hours in Halo Forge.
Yeah,
and when Matt would do that, he would create these spots where he had very much health, very much invisibility.
Well, hold on.
Unlimited ammo.
Halo Forge being within the Halo 4, you were able to, I think, from 3, right? Forge started at 3.
Yep.
You were able to create your own maps, and with that, you were able to create zones that had that affected different things. Like, you could affect gravity, you could affect...
All I want to do is play our maps right now.
you could affect gravity, you could affect how vulnerable you were, you could put on shields. There were just these invisible areas that you could create, which is, I think that's what Trent's referencing.
It might be. And Matt would just sit there with a sniper rifle, and I would be trying so hard to get to some cool area that I built. Not even trying to kill Matt, just trying to go to some cool skate park I built for my rovers. And...
We played a first person shooter and we were building a map where we were supposed to competitively kill each other, and Trent builds a skate park for the car that you can drive in the game.
What is it? Not the warthog, but the mongoose.
Mongoose or warthog. Yeah,
tweet.
That is precisely behind like why I love
video games. Tweet. That was the noise I'd make when every time I honked the horn doing sweet stunts in the skate park.
And then I would shoot him.
And then he would shoot me. And I'd do sweet flips into Forever Abyss. Oh, I'm crying. I miss that. I still have my Xbox.
That was good.
No, but to go off of that, I mean, like, to really quickly, that's specifically why, or one of the reasons I love video games, and I will always love video games, is because you can take this game, this shooter game, this completely unrealistic future, Spartan, massive human, you know, shield, plasma grenade video game, and make it your own thing. Like Griffball, you know, this completely ridiculous custom game that should have never existed. Like,
no, you're so wrong. Griffball's the best thing to come out of the Halo franchise.
Griffball's fantastic. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that's why I love it, because you can take this, like, you can take this idea and completely throw it out the window for something else, and it's still inside of the same game, and you get a community behind it. You get your friends in, and those friends tell a friend, and it just grows inside this community, whether that's online or word of mouth, or, you know, you go to your friends in high school or middle school, and you're like, hey, I made this cool game. Maybe later, you know, you come, and it's just like this ridiculous thing. So it's like, yeah, while Halo's a shooty game, you got Trent on a skate park in a on a mongoose, and it's like, that's a video game, and it's beautiful, and I love it.
Well, and right. that'll bring me to coming up on modern day. Video games kind of left my life for a while. We would occasionally play in high school. We would occasionally play Super Smash Bros. Melee on the GameCube, which is just still one of the greatest games ever created ever. And we would play that.
Shout out to Pembroke.
Yep. We would occasionally play that in high school and with Mike as we went to the same high school. But I remember the birthday, let's see, it was my birthday after freshman year. Freshman year, Trent and I met each other and, began our life of, avoiding people.
Romance? Oh.
Well.
Wait.
Why not both?
Well.
So yeah, like we said earlier, Trent and I played a ton of Garry's Mod, which is just like a ridiculous sandbox game, which basically just means that you can create almost, like, there's no objective in the actual game. You just,
it's like digital Legos, but the Legos can be Teletubbies.
Exactly. So you can it's so hard to explain, but
it's like a dirty Minecraft.
Yeah, you can do anything, and it's really cool for creative people like Trent and I, who, you know, we grew up with Legos and all sorts of those physical sort of things that we can create and build, and then to be able to do that in a digital sense where the sky is the limit, like there are no limits in that game. It's really cool. So we played a lot of that, a lot of Brotherhood, like I said, because that was what was for Mac, and then a lot of old video games with the PS2 and the Xbox original. I remember my birthday after freshman year, I got an Xbox 360 and I was so excited. Like, I was so excited. And this was 2013.
I remember that.
Like, the Xbox One was coming out in 2 years.
Like, No, like, I think that year.
Xbox One came out in 2013.
Yeah. 'Cause I graduated high school in 2012 and then, it came out November 2013.
Really? Okay. Well, I was okay. So I got the 360. I was so excited. I got Battlefield 3, which is still, again, one of the best games that I've ever played. I am in love with that game. I eventually convinced Trent to get an Xbox 360, and then I convinced Chris to get an Xbox 360. And I started feeling these bonds again, these bonds between really close friends that Colin talked about and that I felt back in elementary school, and it was incredible. I mean, a lot of people like to go out and party. A lot of people like to be social and like talk to a bunch of different people. But for some reason, I just found so much happiness and so much more fulfillment being like chasing objectives with my closest friends, problem solving with my closest friends, these puzzles, these just races, you know, just things that we had to do against and with each other. It was just I don't know. I don't know what it was. It brought me closer to, certainly to Trent and to Chris, and eventually once Mike got there, to Mike, and then we got into League of Legends, and that brought me to some of my old high school friends who all played that, and then I was able to reconnect with some of them, and so basically for the past, since 2013, so that's 4 years, video games have brought me closer to the people that I love, and since Trent is long distance now, since Colin is long distance, and soon Chris and Mike will all be long distance, it's what keeps, and Zach is long distance, it is what keeps, in my mind, it's what keeps us really close, what keeps us tight knit. And
I'm not crying. It's fine. I'm not crying.
It's fine. Literally. And I mean, and that's part of the reason why the podcast is so nice, because it's a break away from this, you know, the amazing bond that I feel with these boys. It's a break away from that bond and a whole new bond where we're actually able to talk about our lives and to really interact as you know, adults, which is something we've been practicing for our whole life. And it's part of the reason I love the podcast, and it's the reason why I feel I'm able to be a really relatively stable human being, is because I have these boys, I have these guys that are with me and supporting me, even if it's just, hey man, I had a bad day, can we just game for a bit? And I know anytime I can say that and someone will be able to jump on, I know that if anyone says that, I'm more than happy to jump on and be there for them, with them. And it's just been, video games, as childish as society sometimes makes it feel, the culture and the people and my immediate greatest friends all are just, it just means so much to me, and I don't really know how to get out of what I'm saying.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just like literally just crying. I'm just over here just crying. It's fine, there's no issue here.
Trent doesn't seem to have an issue.
Everything's completely fine. No, but I mean, so much, like, especially since I moved out on my own, like having some sort of social bond that's consistent and you know, easy and accessible, like, it's just been so huge for you, and it's been huge for me as well. And I get that, and I'm right there with you. It makes a lot of sense, and I hope it's something that going forward, you know, like you said, it's something where we can talk about stuff or we can not talk about stuff, and I can sit on a call for you for 2 hours and like enjoy it.
You made the comment about, like, from, I guess, the outside looking in at games. I mean, that's the thing, is if you haven't played, I guess, a lot of games or even games with people or, like, you know, friends and stuff like that, like we have, I mean, games are in a lot of instances a really great form of escapism, you know? So, like, you know, when you do have a bad day, you can come in and just say, let's hop on League for a few hours. Let's hop on GTA. Let's hop on, you know, I guess lately for you, Astroneer, or, you know, like, I don't want to, you know, we can talk about it, but I'm, you know, we don't have to. I just want to escape for a little bit to these other places where I don't have to worry about my job or anything like that. I have to worry about the jungle or feeding, or I have to worry about running out of resources, or, you know, whatever game you're playing.
Out of mine, more aspects. Compound.
Always gotta get that compound though.
Gotta mine that compound right out the ground.
No, but so, I mean, like, it's just from the outside looking in, yeah, it doesn't make sense. It looks like a childish toy that, you know, you're spending, you know, like you said, in some cases
time and money.
For some games, hundreds of hours, hundreds of dollars, and nobody can really understand. But, you know, when you're having those experiences, whether that is single player or multiplayer, like, yeah, I understand that. I play a lot of predominantly single player games, and I don't know if that's because I enjoy, you know, stories, and I enjoy, you know, hearing what these artists have to say and show through their, you know, words and visuals. But that's not to say I don't like multiplayer. Like, I love multiplayer, and anytime you guys are playing multiplayer games that I like, I want to play them. If you guys are on Titanfall or Battlefield or GTA or whatever, Garry's Mod, I want to play it. But, you know, like, I'm at the same time where Trent does not play single player games or without anybody for more than like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my thing. I really enjoy that. And I really enjoy the stories and what these people are showing me. And so that's kind of like my comment on that. And you hit it, and then you left Matt says, oh, I hate single player games. He doesn't hate them. He doesn't play them. He doesn't like single player games. He said, I think when I was playing Tomb Raider or I was playing Quantum Break or something, Matt goes, he said something about basically like watching a movie instead of playing a game.
Oh, and I was actually just about to comment on something similar
and
to
so,
that.
Like Matt, I guess Matt views single player games as, and I understand it, like, they are a basically kind of interactive movie where I play these main characters who have a, you know, predetermined basically story in most cases. And I'm ultimately, I mean, like, you know, I make my own path, you know, to get to it, but ultimately in the end, it's going to end at the same place for everybody. I mean, Shadow of Mordor is going to end one way or another, and mm-hmm. everybody that plays it, unless it's, you know, a multiple branching story, is going to get to that ending. And so I understand that it is, you know, this like single player movie kind of perspective. But my comment on that is Matt's dislike for single player games, yet his love for Skyrim completely contradicts itself at its very core. Skyrim is the definition of a single player game that people have sunk thousands of hours into. And Matt is like, oh, single player games are garbage. Skyrim's good, though.
As we look to wrap up, can I just say, speaking of multiplayer, can we introduce player four to the podcast and each just go around and say our favorite game of all time and then get into the closing? Yeah,
we can. And while we're introducing, I just got a quick say that yes, I prefer movies to single player games, and Skyrim is the greatest game ever created. Mike, you're here?
Hi, my name is Michael Wadena. It is so good to be here tonight. Right on time, too, right, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
I'm drinking a PBR, and what?
Mike, it's actually... It's really funny you say that, because I think we're bottoms up.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, no. Interesting.
Okay.
Isn't that something?
Okay, man. Well, let me just finish. Wait,
look at that timing.
What video game does my beer remind me of? I'm glad you asked. It reminds me of that South Park episode where Kenny's parents just say, I'm white trash and I'm in trouble, because they were all drinking PBR. And so my beer reminds me of the video game South Park and the Stick of Truth. Is that what it's called? Anyway, I nailed it. Glad I did good this whole ep. It's been good.
We're going to close out with saying our favorite video game of all time.
Oh, okay.
Are we doing nicknames as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So player four should probably go last, right?
No.
Depends.
Let's see. Okay. I have been Colin single player Parker, and my favorite video game of all time, I actually had to answer this question once when I applied for a job, or when I was turning in my resume for consideration for possibly a future job at Curse. And I answered the question with Halo 3. Halo 3 is the game I played for hours with my friends. Really got me on my multiplayer kick, and like you said, created Forge, where we could make these crazy you know, iterations of different games inside of a game. And so Halo 3 is my favorite video game of all time.
I have been Michael Absentee Wadena.
All right, very nice.
My favorite video game of all time is Skyrim. I played that.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, I played that game for hours and hours and hours on end with some of my really, really close high school friends. We literally were up 18 hours at a time, which is so, so unhealthy. But I know these guys dove into that sort of thing, so I don't need to talk much more about it. But that game, boy, oh boy, what a story. What a world.
Speaking of Skyrim, I've been Matt Multiplayer Skyrim Buyer. Does that make sense?
Skyrim, the world famous MMORPG.
Yeah. My favorite video game has probably has to be League of Legends, just because it's been such an integral part of my friendship with my past roommates and current friends, Trent, Chris, Mike, and then some of my friends from home, specifically Mark.
Zach.
Oh, and Zach. Who's Zach? I don't remember. He hasn't been here for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it's been really an incredibly important part of staying connected, and it's the one game that's kind of, through all the other games that keep coming out, that we're like, oh, let's definitely play this one. We played it a little bit. Back to League.
Yeah.
You know, it's been the one that's lasted throughout. And, you know, it's one of those games that you play the same game every single time, but because you're playing against five other real life players normally, it is different every time. It's heavily skill based and objective based, and I don't know. I love the mental fortitude it takes to.
There's a mastery to it for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know. I have a lot of respect for the game, a lot of respect for my friends, and I love gaming down on League of Legends with them, with my boys.
And I have been Trent, never salty Safford.
Mm.
We talked.
He said on the podcast, so you know it's true.
I said on the show, Mike, that I'm not competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said that. So it's true.
We could have a whole episode about one-on-ones in League.
No.
And Halo and salty Trent getting mad when I used the vehicles which are allowed to be used in the game.
Oh, Matt's using vehicles. That's OP. That's dumb.
Is this what?
And immediately Trent spent a month figuring out the best way to shoot the aircrafts out of the sky.
The Banshee.
And immediately that would, his only objective would be to grab the sniper rifle to and then just shoot.
Got good at
shoot,
it though.
Shoot.
Got good at it.
He did get good at it. But
is this
that's
what the whole
the
cast has been like?
Only
it's part of some part.
Trent.
Yeah.
Very higher level, but now it's devolved into madness.
Oh, it's devolved now. Let's get out of here.
I would have to say my favorite game of all time is Pajama Sam. There's no need to hide when it's dark outside, because that was a game I played all throughout childhood. And when Humongous Entertainment released it to Steam, I played it again and was just amazed at like how at home it felt, and the humor and the comedy of like some of the bits that were in it. Like, it was still funny and still fun and somewhat challenging to play, and like just remembering different things. And so that's probably my,
it's hard to find a game that can get the humor and the comedy right.
Okay, you know what I'm saying, just walk away. Bye, Matt.
thank you. I've been the insult comic.
You nailed it.
Ba-dum-tsh, it's Trent.
Make sure, if you do, I mean, if you do like games and you do have your favorite game and you want to send that to us, or have different topic suggestions or anything like that, I mean, I'm sure we'd all love to know what you guys play and why you play it and everything. Or if you have different things to talk about, send us an email. It's poorquality@gmail.com.
I cried this episode. True. I cried.
Did you really?
I literally cried this episode.
This is the third episode. No.
If anybody who's listening plays League of Legends, you should join our queue so you can help us carry Trent pulls.
Okay, you know what? Shut up, Mike. You don't deserve that.
We're bottoms up. Please, Colin. Please.
We are bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us the time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality.
I don't know.
But, I mean...
Yep. No, it has.
Mike, you don't get a say in this, I don't think.
Yeah.
All right. You wouldn't. Don't know. You don't know.
But what
I can't believe you're here right now.
Hey, I'm glad I could contribute for the whole episode, guys. Thanks for letting me.
We're so glad to have you here.
Okay, so, hey, Mike, this is episode 18. Want to say anything weird?
I'm legal!
Okay.
This is poor quality. What else have you expected?
And you're recording.